Hello, my name is John McCurdy, and I'd like to thank you for your interest in my work. If you enjoy this copyrighted recording, you can find it and much more on my website at johnmccurdy.com. Now I invite you to get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the program. I am the human that you know as John. And I am so much more. I am the wholeness of John. The allness of John. You might call me the soul or the divinity of John. But I am not different from John. Hear me, dear friend. I am not different from John. There is no separation between me and John. I have many different identities on Earth and in other places and dimensions. I am all that this being that you know as John is. And there is no difference between me and John. There has been a veil between. Between our perceptions of each other. Human words, they simply don't have a way to say exactly what we want to say. There's no each other. And at the same time, we have created an illusion of each other. Created that illusion so that John could be in the experience of human without distraction. Except this time is special. Because we knew. Before I ever took on this identity, the one you know as John, I knew that this one would be special. Because this was my time to wake up, to take away the veil in perception. That's all it is, perception. That was between us, that created this illusion. To come fully into my human known as John. To allow John's awareness to expand, to include all of me. It's been a gradual process. Because I didn't want to burn out John's body or his mind. In fact, as John incarnated on Earth, I gave him, you could say, an extra strong mind. John's feeling a wave of emotion. He's asking, why did you do that? It's been so difficult to get out of my mind. To feel you. Dear John. You didn't want to do this halfway. You wanted to be sure. I wanted to be sure that this time nothing would be missed. And indeed, we would go all the way. Your mind was created specifically to keep you in this human experience, to distract you from me, from everything outside the human. So that you could fully have the human experience. Now, in other times, mind hasn't been quite as strong, and sometimes you'd find a gap, you'd feel me. Those were wonderful moments, but sometimes they had consequences. Sometimes those sudden moments of realization were too much for your mind or for your body. So this time we said, we're going to have a very strong mind. We're going to bring together everything we've learned throughout all these incarnations about the mind, about keeping it strong. Then we're going to do this process gently, so that the mind can keep up, so that it can begin to understand in a whole new way, so that when we make this transition, this full integration, there will be no doubts left, no questions left. No what ifs left. So here we are. John's mind is coming to know me, its soul, its divinity, its creator. It's gradually coming to realize that it isn't me. I thought it was for a time. For most of John's time on Earth, for most of my other incarnations on Earth, the mind thought it was the self. But in fact, it was only a tool, a brilliant, exquisite tool that served so well. Now its role is changing. You see, the true role of the human is to be my experiencer. Never was the role of the human to create the experience. That's my job. It's the role of the human to have the experience so that I could receive the wisdom, so that I could distill the wisdom from that experience. And that's what I've been doing. I created this veil between the human mind and my own awareness. So that John could have the experience fully. And so that I could distill the wisdom from that experience. Neither of us would be distracted and end the experience before we were ready. But this incarnation, this lifetime is different. I knew it Even as I placed my energies into this body that you know as John. And when the time was right, many years ago, I began slowly to thin the veil between us. Didn't dare take it away all at once. John began to feel me. He began to explore me. Began to dig deep into himself, trying to understand himself and me. He went through many more experiences. Those experiences, they were deep and intense. Many times difficult, very difficult. He went through lots and lots of doubt. He lost friends. Had to move away from people that he loved because they simply didn't match him anymore. Had to go through layers and layers of losing everything. Losing everything he thought was important. Losing everything he thought he knew. Oh. That's a lot more difficult than losing the things in your life. Someone said, a dear ascended master friend once said, on the way to ascension, I lost everything. And people who heard that thought, yeah, we know about some of that. I lost my money, I lost my wife, I lost my everything in life. They didn't realize yet. That was the easy part. The harder part is when you start losing everything you thought you knew. Took many years. But here we are, blending together like we've never been able to do before. There's still some small layers to go. John thinks they're big layers. But he's beginning to catch a glimpse of my perspective. And from my perspective, they're actually very, very small layers. He wonders what's happening with his body. Keep reminding him how many things in his life have changed. For so long, he dreamed of a partner, a lover, a special woman. But I knew we couldn't let her in until the time was right. Until he had truly learned to love himself. Or more accurately, to receive my love. Dear friend, you feel lonely and alone. You think that it would all be solved by a lover in your life. But as John learned, that doesn't solve anything. Might help to release some old karma, but it doesn't solve the loneliness. One day, John realized I came to him. I showed him a vision of me and him. And I showed him how loving self isn't about the human figuring out how to somehow give itself love. That just turns into a mind game that doesn't go anywhere. Leads to more frustration. Now, self-love is when the human allows itself to receive the love of soul, of its divinity. The human allows itself to bathe in my love. Ah, that's self-love. John finally came to understand that. And it changed everything in his life. And it opened the door to the most beautiful relationship with a woman that he's ever known. Perhaps even that I have ever known. And as he as he allowed himself to receive more and more of my love. The flow of energy in his life is increasing. Money flow is increasing. And he wonders what's happening with his body, which feels like it's falling apart. But it isn't. It truly is not. It's changing. It's adjusting to the new energies. The old, in a way, you could say it is disintegrating. It's making space for something very new. Something so beautiful. And it's right here. He wonders if it'll ever happen. And I say, it's so close. It's already here. It is happening. We're still doing it gently. Because our choice is to stay on Earth for a time in full consciousness of all that I am. Our choice, rather than John being the experiencer and me the wisdomizer, the collector of the wisdom, rather than doing that as we always have in the past, right now I'm coming in fully to have the experience along with my human, as my human, and to give this dear human the experience of seeing the way I see, of experiencing the way I experience, of knowing itself as me. Dear friend, if you are listening to this or reading this, if you are resonating in any way with this message, then the same thing is happening with you and your soul, with you and your own divinity. It's right here. It is you. It's not some other out there somewhere. It's not some other part of you. It is you. Right here, right now. It is you. It's only a shift in perception. To feel your own divinity. To see through its eyes. To allow it to see and feel through your eyes and your body. It's only a little shift in perception. Your mind is beginning to understand that your soul is not different from you. That your mind's job is complete. It can rest now. It can share in this beautiful experience. It is beginning to understand that it can't fully understand what is happening, and that that's okay. It's time for the mind to rest, to surrender to its creator, your own divinity. No, it's not surrendering to some god up in the sky or to some external being, not at all. Your creator is you, your own divinity. It's all you. When the mind surrenders to divinity, to its creator, to its own self, but the full self, then everything changes. You begin to feel different, to see different. The world begins to look different to you. You see things in new ways. Everything around you begins to change. Or at least your experience of it begins to change. And ultimately, that changes everything. Ah, yes, the mind still doubts. The mind, it's so used to being your protector, being the part of you that figures out how to interact with life, to keep you safe, to help you reach your goals. It's time to let all those goals go. Everyone that no longer serve you. Seems strange to the human. But you see, I, the divinity, I see so many beautiful, incredible, amazing potentials that John can't even imagine in his mind. He has no, well, the mind can only imagine what it has seen before. The mind does not have the ability to imagine anything new. It can only imagine what it's seen before. Oh, but there is so much ahead of you that you've never seen before. That's going to thrill you. But your mind can't see it. When the mind finally relaxes, let's go. Then your divinity can take over your life. And your divinity can see all of those potentials that there's no way that you could possibly see. So let the goals go. As long as you're striving for a goal, all I can do is sit back and watch. John thinks he needs to get things done, and he tries. Well, we've set it up where it doesn't work so well anymore. So he takes a break. And all of a sudden what he needs is there. In ways he didn't expect, could never have predicted. So let go of the goals. Your job, dear human, is to be my experiencer. And now that's more important than ever. Because I'm coming in. Coming is the wrong word, but it's the best one we have. I'm here. And I'm opening up to the experience of my human. You, dear human, are my sensor within the 3D environment. Within the human environment, you are my sensor. You're not the one who's responsible for acting upon or changing those sensations. You're simply my sensor. It senses what's happening. It sends the signals back to me. It's up to me. To decide what to do with them. Not you, the human. You can try, but then I just step back and watch. Because that's all I can do. I will never ever override your freedom. But when you let go, allow yourself to simply be my sensor. Imagine your finger reaching inside of something to find out what it feels like. Well, in a certain way, that's what you are to me. Finger's job is simply to feel, to move around, to explore and feel. It's your job to respond to those feelings. It's my job to respond to what you sense as a human. When you let me, I know exactly what to do with those sensations. I know how to bring in experiences that will thrill you. They'll bring you more joy than you've ever known. But you, dear human, dear mind, you have to let me. You will. It's been a long, long journey. You're tired. can't keep going much longer. So you can either relax now, let me, your soul, take over your life, or you can keep going for a little longer until you collapse from exhaustion. And I have to take over your life. Which would you rather? John's mind still cries out. What am I doing wrong? Why is it taking so long? Are you sure I'm doing everything okay? Dear John, dear mind, you are doing just fine, better than fine. You are exactly where I want you to be. You see, big challenges ahead. I see some very small steps ahead. And huge, beautiful change. You see the dark shadows. I see the light behind those shadows. The light that is beginning to fill you. Now it's highlighting the issues. It's bringing everything into the light. And sometimes that's a difficult and painful process. But that's what's happening. That's all that's happening. And for so many of you, dear friends, who hear or read this message, that's what's happening for you right now. Many of the things you think are issues in your life, they're being highlighted, but it's only because the light of you is becoming so bright. All you need to do is take a deep breath. Let it happen. It is not your job to fix anything, to release anything, to transform anything. That's the job of the light. That's why it's here. The light is me, your divinity. And I am taking care of everything. I am transforming everything. It doesn't happen in an instant. Because that would destroy the human. So we're doing it in just the right time. The only thing for you to do is relax. Let it happen. So many of you, if feel just like John. Like you're not sure where I am, where your soul is, how to connect with it. And the thing is, you can't. How can you connect with something that is already you? There's no separation between you and your soul. I'm already here. I already am John. How could he possibly connect with me? The only thing he can do is allow me to accept that I'm here, that I am him, and allow me to accept that he is so much more than this little human sensor, this little human mind and body. To allow that perspective into his awareness. It isn't something to connect with. It's simply something to accept. Mind says, oh, I don't feel anything different. I don't see anything different. Be still, mind. I'm here. I'm here. When you stop telling yourself the story that you don't know me, well, then you'll begin to feel me and to know me. Your job, dear mind, for so long has been to discount me, your divinity. Has been to distract the human from me in any way possible. That was by design. That's the job I gave you. So that I could put a part of me fully into this experience. But now that job is over. You've done such a good job that it's not about getting rid of you. You've been afraid of that, dear mind, that I was going to get rid of you when I no longer needed you. But I'm not. You've been such an amazing and beautiful part of me. You've helped me to gather so much wisdom. Now our journey is completing. Your difficult and long journey is over. You can rest. Because I'm the one who you were working for. I'm the one. I am the captain of this ship. I'm telling you, you're coming along with us. You're not getting left behind. But you can rest now. Let me take the wheel. Let me take over your life. Your job now is to enjoy the scenery as it goes by. To experience the life that comes to you. simply to keep breathing. Everything else is up to me. Your job, my dear mind, my dear human, your job is simply to bathe in my love for you. Now, I love you so very much. You are my most brilliant creation. You thought you were getting it all wrong. If only you could see it from my perspective. It has been such an amazing and incredible and rewarding experience. You never got anything wrong. I have never judged you for anything. And I am here now to bathe you in my love. If you'll let me. To bring you more joy, more fulfillment, more abundance. In every way than you have ever even imagined. If you let me. And even that isn't your choice. Because sooner or later it's going to happen. But it can happen right now. You're willing to simply accept it, to accept me. No matter what your mind says, no matter how it says, oh, I don't know what's happening, I can't feel my soul. Ah, it's an old story. Just assume that I'm here because I am. I am you. How could I be anywhere else? Just as your finger assumes that it is part of you, that you are managing it, that you are in control of whatever situation your finger is in. In the same way, you can assume that I am here, that I am in control of your life, that I am managing everything, that I know what makes your heart sing. Because it makes mine sing too. Bathe in me. Bathe in my light. And in my absolute unconditional love for you, my dear human. Simply. Allow my love. That's all you need to do. Allow my love for you. And so it is.